And this is Sermunitions Sunday, number 71. Meditations intended to equip the church militant for spiritual warfare. And I am the warrior priest, Donovan Riley. This is the word of the Lord that came to me, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Amen. So, it's the beginning of a brand new year. So, is the new year painted with gleaming possibilities, or is the end finally near? You won't hear the truth from the television, though, because the television lies. That's what it was originally designed to do, to sell us products that never delivered on their promises. That's why, to this day, television has us waiting patiently for better times. But how will we know when they arrive when the television has made us blind? At some point, we fell asleep watching TV so that now we mistake reality for the American dream. We see revolution, genocide, bombs dropping, viruses going airborne on television, but that's not reality. It's just another program we passively watch on our TV. Farmers watch crops die, drying up from droughts, but we don't mind because it's not reality. It's just another program on our TV. Angry people form crowds and try to burn down the cities. But it's not real. It's just another program on our TV. No matter what we see, we don't have to worry. It's not real. It's only a show about Armageddon that we have tuned in to watch on our TV. And amongst all the stories on our TVs, all the stories of doom and gloom, why don't we see Jesus on our television screens? And I don't mean American Jesus. I don't mean the Jesus used by political fools to justify unjust wars and killing unborn babies, who smile their toothy smiles as they explain why they have to take more and more from us until we can't even breathe without having the air in our lungs taxed. No, I mean the real Jesus. The real Jesus who comes with grace and peace. The real Jesus who comes to seek and save the lost. The real Jesus who says the last will be first and the first will get none. The real Jesus you will never see on TV because he will not be a spokesman for Pfizer or Raytheon and he will never endorse Joel Osteen. See, they want us to believe that God is far away and he doesn't reply to our messages because, well, they're all just waiting for the devil to take over heaven. So in the meanwhile, they peddle the end of the world. They want us killing each other, dying to survive, so that we are independent on them for our lives. They don't want us united with Christ. They don't want us united around Christ, praying for clarity and release, fighting for our freedom and peace. They want us extinct. Every man, every woman, every child who does not comply with what they have told us on the TV. So we can stand on mountaintops that they own. Dig up dragons they call dinosaur bones, build bombs and fight their wars, believe the TV that the sky is falling. But what's it all for? Who does it benefit? Who profits from our blindness? Who is robbing us while we stay asleep? Do you think the God whose mercies are new each morning is trying to scare the hell out of us? Or is it the devil trying to scare you into helping him build hell on earth? It's a brand new year, but watch your TV and you'd think it's the same as last year. Just worse. This year will be hell on earth. It's 2023 after all, so the end must be near. The end must be near because more of our freedoms have disappeared. People are playing God, calling it genetic engineering. Mass media misleads us and evil men and women interfere in elections, while the government that we needed became the government that we fear. And billionaires, they spend their fortunes on going into space, but who can blame them for leaving? Birds are falling out of the air, and fish are washing up on our beaches. So it must be the end of time. And so we worry. We worry about saving the birds. We worry about saving the fishes, while our children's future is ruined by headlines. They stay up late every night, past any sane or healthy bedtime, searching for answers to life's big questions online, rather than from their parents. which is why they're all so woke. Our children are overstimulated and underdeveloped. Our children are dumbed down by public schooling so that they grow up to be mindless consumers. Our children are spiritually broke. Our children are obsessed by pronouns, while they are choked to death by pharmaceuticals and processed foods and their parents' foolish hopes and dreams that their children's future is not as hopeless as it seems. Public school has taught us to chase the dollar, and then we wonder why we're all broke. And more than that, we're taught that Judgment Day is coming by people who are spiritually broke, who don't believe in an afterlife or the coming of Jesus Christ. So again, I repeat, we can stand on mountaintops that they own, dig up dragons that they call dinosaur bones, build bombs and fight their wars, believe the TV that the sky is falling. But what is it all for? Who does it benefit? Who profits from our blindness? Who's robbing us while we stay asleep? Do you think God, whose mercies are new each morning, is trying to scare the hell out of you? Or is it the devil trying to scare you into helping him build hell on earth? Turn off the TV. Tune out the culture. Pick up a Bible and read it. Recover what you have lost, because it is a matter of your eternal survival. And especially fathers, read the Bible to your children and take serious your calling. God chooses you to be his voice in your home, so that when you then bring them into God's house, they hear the same words, the same voice, the same tone that says, "Receive these gifts. Receive enlightenment and life in my name. I am the same in my house as I am in your home. I am the same God who is everywhere for you, who will never leave you alone to be kept in the dark, so that you believe the lies coming from your TV. And then you will understand that we don't celebrate the new year once a year. We celebrate what's new, the brand new day that the Lord has made every day. Every day the Lord makes is a day gleaming with possibilities. All you have to do to see it is shut off the TV and tune into reality. And if you have become someone different, someone you don't like or don't recognize, someone you don't want to be, then turn off the TV and tune into God's Word. Tune into concrete reality. Tune into the gifts that the Lord pours out on you each day. Focus on where your life and everything originates from. And then you will understand that the end is not near. It's already come. The end, or the last days as the Bible calls them, refers to the time between Jesus' death and resurrection and his coming again to judge the living and the dead in their resurrection. This day, today, is the last day. This hour, right now, is the final hour. And in this final hour, at the end of the ages, God's promises are being completed so that when Jesus returns, everything and everyone is ready. Ready for him to start the beginning of a new year that stretches into eternity. What you see on the TV is simply the antichrists that the Apostle John warned us about. This is a sign for you, he says, that these are the end times. But for those of you who are baptized into the name of Christ, well, it's not a time of fear, but of hope and excitement, because Jesus is coming to take you home to your Heavenly Father. And so, to repeat one final time, you will not hear this from the television, because the television lies. Television has you waiting patiently for better times, but how will you know when they arrive when the television has made you blind? How will you know? Because God sends you his preacher with his word and his spirit to give you true sight. He is the light to the blind in the darkest of nights. He wakes you up from the American dream to live in Christian faith, Christian freedom, and the sweet reality that Jesus is coming, and that he is going to be here soon. And that, my friends, that, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is the very best good news that you will ever hear. And this is the word of the Lord that came to me, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Amen.